Well, that's Tony Ray in conversation with Ian Ramsdale, who I'm delighted to say joins us live now. Ramo, what's the real story here?
Good evening, Phil. Yeah, I think they are getting plans for next year in place. And I haven't heard on the record or off the record over the last few months that Tony Ray was going to be leaving and Joe Grimer, the assistant, was going to be taking over. But it's obviously a decision that they've come to at this stage in the season with them not having won a game. And I'm not sure that the particular plan is that they'll try and rectify this season at all or get some wins on the board. But it does mean that they are putting a change in place to try and build and get things ready for what will be a season in the second tier of Rugby League next year.
Yeah, which, to be perfectly frank, is probably the wisest thing to do. Could this have been done really even before the start of the season, though, Ian? Because it was fairly obvious, was it not, without wishing to sound harsh, that this was going to be a season of struggle with how late it was before they started recruiting, before we even knew that the Broncos would be playing in Super League.
Yeah, in an ideal scenario, possibly, but I think you don't want to underestimate the role that Tony Ray played in saving the club and making sure that there was a Super League club in London for 2014. He's a big, you know, he's a man who really believes in, you know, the game in London and what it can do. You know, he's been involved as a player, as a coach, as chief executive since 1995 on and off. So he knows exactly how it works and what happens. And if he wasn't around last year, then maybe this team wouldn't be in Super League. And he was the man that was always going to be there coaching them, you know, the team, whatever they could assemble for this season. So I don't think that really could have been done any earlier. He was always the man that was going to make sure that this season got off to the best possible start. And I don't really think they could have done it any differently.
What's the objective for the rest of the campaign, Ian? Because, you know, it will be a season where they will lose their Super League status. It's just inevitable, isn't it?
It's funny, actually. It's a question that I've been meaning to put to the new management structure of the London Broncos for the last couple of weeks. Surprise, surprise, I haven't managed to nail down an interview in the last few weeks, which maybe now, you know, the reasons become apparent. But I think they now need to concentrate on next year and what they need to do. And I think that the best statement to send out would be to say that we will be in the second tier next year, but we're going to be a full-time club. There aren't any of those at the moment. They would have floods of CVs landing on their desk of players of that level that would want to try and go full-time and want to try and pit their wits against the best in the league. If they can make a statement now to say, that's what we intend to do, we plan to be full-time next year, we're going to try and win the division, be very competitive and slowly build ourselves and get our academy and our structures in place to have a go at Super League in the next few years whenever they can get back. I think that's the best message and the best thing that they could do right now.
We will in the summer, I think, have a closer look at Rugby League in London and the South East, Ramo, on BBC London. But just finally, in regards to this, it really has sort of petered out, hasn't it? This has been an opportunity spurned, I think, by the sport and maybe those who run the sport rather than those who support the sport in London.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a very tough few months for them, and that's due to various factors, you know, which are too detailed to really go into. But the sport is struggling at the moment, and it really needs some help and some investment and some guidance, really. And that comes from the board level all the way down to coaching and player level. They need to sort of get a plan in place. They've changed their management structure. They replaced their chief executive with a new sort of management board just a month ago. And it sort of shows signs of they are trying and they are trying to do things a little differently. And that's exactly what they're going to have to do because, you know, people talk about Rugby League not working in London. It does at certain levels, but it hasn't yet at Super League at that top level. That's where it needs to function and that's where it needs to succeed if the game is going to catch on in the capital and be as successful as many people believe it is. So I think possibly the signs point towards progression could be made, but again, they still need to sort of put their money where their mouth is and make some changes, make those positive changes and sensibly set a long-term plan to take the club and the game further forward in London.
Ramo, thanks for the time being. As I said, I think during the summer, in the next few weeks, we'll have a more detailed look at the state of the sport in the capital. So much work that's been going on at grassroots level, but where the future may lay and how we make sure that there is success in the future.